Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Jonathan Beadle and Jason Stanford with you guys on Afternoon Drive as we try to unpack whether that even interests any of you guys. And listen, Jason, there is something that is appealing to me about it, but it can't come at the cost of a first-round pick. If you get rid of your first-round pick to just get rid of Deshaun Watson, and that's enough for Carolina. And listen, Carolina's got a bunch of cap space. They could totally take on Deshaun Watson's cap space. They're going nowhere over the next couple years, but they get the draft pick. Maybe they take a quarterback of their own. They start their own little rebuild. Okay, fine, but why would we go ahead and help them out when, in reality, I can just keep my first-round pick, still pay Deshaun Watson, and then, I don't know, have him fill up Gatorade coolers for all I care, do whatever he needs to do that won't be playing quarterback on this team, and then life marches on.
Well, I mean, you could make Deshaun Watson the water boy, couldn't you, right? I mean, ultimately, the thing when you look at the Browns.
Wait, we got two now.
I'm plus today,
that's
man.
That's right. Well, you put yourself in the positive.
Yep,
we took ourselves out with the Prague.
Right?
That was your negative one on the day.
Man.
And then the pickle.
The pickle, yes.
The pickle was great,
yep.
And now we're doing the water boy. All right.
This one was a good one, right?
That was good.
This might have got me two, though. Who knows?
It's not like around the horn where I can do like plus seven on any given point or anything like that.
All right, fair enough.
Everything is a plus one basis on my show, at least.
All right, at least I'm not missing extra points, right? We're going for the straight up, right?
Love it.
Okay,
I actually love the idea of us keeping a running scoreboard throughout the show.
Like,
where are you
great,
right
man.
Now? You are plus one on the show. We'll keep this thing going.
Can I score some touchdowns on offense?
Nah, it doesn't work that way.
No, we got to go one at a time.
Plus one.
Okay, plus one. All right, fair.
It's like soccer, okay? You get one at a time.
All right,
there's
works.
No multipliers. You're not at the casino playing slots. They're just one at a time.
I'll stay away from the casinos. I'm not good there.
So you want to make Deshaun the water boy?
I would say I don't want to make him the water boy.
Because that's what he might end up being.
You look at the unfortunate side of it. The Browns were all in on getting Deshaun Watson. They unloaded draft picks. They said, this is our franchise quarterback. Let's go out. Let's make a splash. They tried to make a splash. Unfortunately, it has not paid out at all. You bring in Joe Flacco, it pays out. You know, and so when I look at the sense of urgency right now, you're 1-5. You have the same quarterback in there. And Stefanski says, we're going to stick with him. I can't see, as a head coach right now, sticking with a guy that's not giving you an opportunity to win games over and over again, late in games too, mind you.
Sure, I'm just trying to figure out, and maybe this is my mistake here, I'm trying to figure out, we already have the dead body, I want to do the autopsy of it all, and then I want to figure out how we go ahead and move forward. That's where my mind is. I'm not expecting some sort of renaissance from Deshaun Watson. That ship has sailed. I know there's an idea out there, and it's what the Browns are clinging to, that maybe, just maybe, the 1-5% chance Deshaun can reignite himself and the light bulb goes on, fine. That ship sailed to me. That's long gone to me. I'm trying to figure out what puts the Browns in the best position moving forward. Is it calling a team like Carolina and saying, we want to wipe our hands clean of it completely? We are taking on all the cap space. We'll take on some money as well, but you're going to take on the remaining cap space and everything we're allowed to, but it's going to cost you your first round pick.
Well, and I think for the Browns, they can't give up another first-round pick.
I agree with that.
Right.
That's where this becomes a non-starter
right,
to me.
And that's where, too, if you're trying to unload Deshaun Watson, which is fine. I mean, like you said, wash your hands clean of it. Get rid of Deshaun Watson to whether it's the Panthers, whether it's the Patriots. You know, somebody that needs a quarterback right now. And then go from there. And what you do
Patriots
is
have their quarterback, but they got space.
Of their future, though.
They just got cap space to eat it.
Right, they do. And so looking at it as a whole, though, if you can get clean of everything and just go from scratch.
Yeah, I'm talking like you get to wipe it as if he never existed. Yep.
That would be the best avenue for the Browns to go right now.
How about a second and third pick? Would you trade a second? You just acquired a third with Amari Cooper. They say we want a second and a third. We'll take all the cap space, everything. We'll wipe you clean of Deshaun Watson. Do you take it?
No, I would give Deshaun Watson up for a third and a seventh like you did Amari.
Okay.
You know,
exactly
what Amari was. Just flip, you know, flip the coin there and say, look, we'll do this. I would not give up your first. I wouldn't give up your seconds. Those are viable options right now for you. You still have the remaining portion of your group. You have a solid defense. They're not playing at their best, but you have a solid core. You have a solid core of offensive guys. All you need is somebody that can kind of rope in the reins and be able to throw the ball, be able to run the ball. And you're getting Nick Chubb back this weekend. So that might shore up the running game there. So who knows? But for the time being, if you have a chance to unload him, unload him.
216-474-0092. I like that. If you have a chance to unload him then. So, okay. So you buy into what Sando's... Because, listen, if Sando is not just talking to himself in this article. He's talking to executives.
Yep.
He's talking to people in the league. It's why we played the clip from Nick Wright earlier in the week as well. Like, these things don't just come out of thin air. Like, we might not think it's a reality. We might not think it's a talking point for a lot of people out there. This is what people in the NFL right now are discussing.
Well, and for me, like,
if the Browns want out, how do you get out?
I had Watson's back a couple weeks ago. I talked about the shoulder injury because I went through it. So I was giving him the benefit of the doubt for the next couple weeks. Well, now he's still, I'm not going to say he's the same. He's gotten better, but you're in the NFL. Your job is to win games. It's not to be, because there is no minor league system. You know, you can sit in baseball, you can send guys down to rehab. There's no minor league system for the NFL. It's either you put up or you shut up.
Or it's the Miles Straw treatment where it's like, we're paying you, but
yeah,
we're going to
send you down to the practice squad, right?
I hope you enjoy AAA for a little while, but we'll pay you. The money, the check's still clear.
I want to be that guy.
I do want to be that guy, too. That sounds like a great life.
Right? I mean, I want to be Deshaun Watson. Who knows?
Well, yeah, I don't think you want to be Deshaun Watson. Well, you want Deshaun's bank account.
I want Deshaun Watson on the football field.
That's right. There we go.
Not in the personal life.
And there we go. Glove stick and a save. I might have docked you a point for that one, though.
Oh, come on.
You're now back to even on the day in our running tally. 216-474-0092. I would be the worst Tony Reale in the history of Around the Horn. You no one wants to give me power ever in life.
Ding, ding, ding.
I would get all day. Awful point. Negative. Great point. Plus one. Wayne in Los Angeles. What's up, Wayne?
Yes, sir. I just think it's absurd, though. This conversation is on the table in Cleveland simply because you have to give things a chance to level out. If you're going to say you've given it a chance, I'm going to say, no, you haven't. Because the main thing you have to keep in mind is this new offense is not in sync.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Whatsoever. And you can put the blame on the quarterback, but you have to look at the team in its totality where it is not playing well. It is only the fifth game in the year, sixth game in the year, and I don't think we're wasting a lot of time talking about this absurdity to get rid of your starting quarterback. Ownership and the coach says, we're going with this guy. We got to go with him. If you're a Browns fan, you got to go with him.
So, Wayne, let me ask you this. If you're saying that we shouldn't get rid of Deshaun Watson right now, but as a football player, if you can't read your checkdowns and you can't get rid of the football on time, and you're still doing the same thing over and over again, week in and week out, and you're 1-5, how do you not make a change at that point?
I don't believe that's the scenario. I played football. That's not what's going on. You got to look at that offensive line. It is makeshift. You got to look at the running back situation. It is makeshift. And you have to also include leading the league in drop passes. You can't put this in Deshaun Watson's lap. And you got to look at the play calling of the main guy who's really who we should be talking about. But you guys want to land in Deshaun's lap. That's an easy scapegoat. But that's not what the problem is here.
Scapegoat.
You got two guys who are trying to run a new offense, and it's not working.
All right, Wayne. I appreciate the call. I think a lot of people out there disagree with about 100% of that take.
A scapegoat. I don't think we said anything about a scapegoat. We were making trades of trying to better this team right now and for the future purposes.
Well, we're operating from the idea that we want to see this football team have a chance next season because there's a lot of talent in this football team. And some people like Wayne are operating with the idea that the light bulb is going to turn on for Deshaun. And I just don't know that it ever will.
Well, and we even talked about it, too. You brought up the point. What about getting rid of Myles Garrett, right? And not that it's going to happen by any means.
We'll get to that a little bit later on when we start going through like what type of players are going to be gone,
right?
and what fragments of this team actually remain. And I will ask Ross about that one at 4 o'clock too. I feel like a lot of people are going to be very hell bent on no, but we might get to a spot where Myles gets so agitated, it's more Myles saying I want to be gone than it is the Browns being like, let's shop this guy. But we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Right now, let's focus on Deshaun. At 216-474-0092, is there a way out of Deshaun's contract? If you found that way, the way Mike Sando lays it out for us, would you take it? As a Browns fan, you're given the out. Are you saying, yes, I want to go ahead and free myself of these handcuffs that Deshaun Watson has put the fan base in? Or are you saying, like Wayne is, we're doing this a little bit too early? Thomas and Shaker up next. What's up, Thomas?
If they offered me a second and third for Deshaun, we offered them a second and third for Deshaun. If we had to give them a second and third for Deshaun, I would do it in a heartbeat. Not only that, I would just leave Deshaun in there for the rest of the season. Just let him lose games. Lose as many games as you want to Deshaun Watson. I'm already looking at a quarterback in Texas. I want Quinn Ewers. I don't care what anybody say. If Quinn Ewers is my quarterback next season, I'm okay. That's who I want. Either him or that guy from Miami. Stay away from the guy from Colorado. Give me that dude from Texas. Just lose. Trade Deshaun for a third and a second. We just got a third back from Amari Cooper. Just lose. Move on. Let's just get this over with. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of talking about this. It's just been stressful. I'm sick of these old Browns fans saying, same old Browns, we're cursed. I wish they'd stop saying that. Just move on from him and draft that kid out of Texas, and let's go on with the rest of our lives.
Thank you, Thomas. Passionate as always. Thomas is a fun TikTok follow, by the way. He's exploded in recent weeks.
Very nice.
Not like TikTok has exploded.
Not like TikTok.
Oh, but we're getting close there. You hear it, though. Like, and you see how we're dealing with both ends of the spectrum here. You got guys like Wayne that are like, you guys are calling it too early. The man is not dead. And then Thomas is like, get me Quinn Ewers. He's already got which quarterback he wants out of college picked out.
Well,
like,
the craziness, too, is when you're listening to the fans, they have passion.
Yeah.
This city has passion. They're tired of losing over and over again. They're tired of seeing what is out there week in and week out. They pay their hard-earned money to go sit in the stands and watch the same stuff.
Well, and right now, Jason, right now with Deshaun, when I tune into these games, I don't feel like we have a chance when I tune them on. Like last Sunday, I was a very broken human before the game got underway. I joked about it in the pregame show. Like, the most interesting thing that was going to happen to me was if I ate pizza or chicken wings. Yep. Like, it's not great. You know, that can't be the highlight of my Sunday.
But if you're getting good chicken wings, I've got a couple places for you. We'll talk about that.
We'll have to talk about that.
Yes, because you can really transform your thinking and views of what it's like on Sunday football watching the Browns.
Are you upset that I'm a ranch guy? I'm not a blue cheese guy.
Okay.
You seem like the type that would be upset by that, by the way. That's what I like.
So, original ranch fan over here. Okay. My girlfriend transformed me into a blue cheese fan, and that's all I do now.
Blue cheese is gross.
I used to just be a boneless wing guy.
I'd go to Buffalo. I'd get people so upset with me. They'd be like, you know, we only serve you blue cheese. Yeah. You don't get ranch. You just get blue cheese. And I'm like, I just want ranch.
Right. You got to bring your own packets with you next time.
Wouldn't even serve it to me. It was ridiculous.
Oh, man.
We're giving you the out, though, Jason. That's the thing. I got to make my Sundays actually interesting, but that's not the point. The point is that if you stay with Deshaun, I don't know where it goes. If you have a chance to get rid of him, I'm gonna take that option. If it costs me a second and a third, first is off the table. I need first to draft a quarterback. Yep. I can't touch the first round pick. But if you say second or third, or like you proposed, third and a seventh, the Panthers aren't gonna need the world to get this thing done. It's just money to them.
Well, and that's the thing. You have an owner that has a lot of money down there. So, yeah, it is just money. It's cap space and stuff that ultimately the Panthers would look at. And it betters the Browns right now. And when I look at this and when we're talking about it right now, it is about getting better. That's all you're looking for.
Yes.
You're trying to get better as a group. And if that means unloading Watson, then that means, please, get rid of him and go get better.
It also would just be nice to just not see him in a Browns uniform, not have that, just him hanging around the team and everything, the dark cloud that comes with Deshaun Watson. And anytime you have any sort of like, oh, league investigating this allegation, okay, that's Carolina's problem now. That's right. Not our problem. 216-474-0092. A lot of you guys are hang tight. Is there a way out of the Deshaun contract? And Mike Sando says it's realistic. If given the opportunity, should the Browns be taking this? Jason Stanford, Jonathan Peterlin with you guys. Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app